So I'm curious, Maria, first of all, what your thoughts are about what Heather just said about the physician-assisted suicide, but also how the sort of concept of palliative care plays out where you are. Do you have palliative care specialists available to you that you utilize?
Well, I haven't had the opportunity of facing anybody asking me to take their lives. We do have a palliative care service available, but not as outpatient. You have to be in the hospital to be able to meet with this team. And I have been pushing to have them open an outpatient clinic because I would like to have my patients that have a lot of symptoms go visit them and have them participate in their care.
How does palliative care play out where you are, and any thoughts about what you just heard?
So the palliative care part is, it's a work in progress. I feel that insurances haven't really owned the palliative care arena. So for example, we have a palliative care service like that in the hospital where they get cover and they see patients. But if you're outpatient, then you have to kind of break it into a pain management. And if they don't take their insurance, they won't see them. So it gets very challenging. And I find that we do the palliative care. Like at some point, I don't have to refer them out to, because I will be doing most of it. But one thing that has been very positive with the whole national discussion about end of life is that the new residents and the new fellows are having these discussions in the hospital with patients. And sometimes it's a little bit out of place. Like, you admit a patient and then someone call a palliative care counselor and I'm like, what happened here? Because I'm the one who knows this patient and, but then I realized, this is okay. This is another part of the team, someone who's seeing this case. Maybe I'm too involved in this case and someone is seeing this case and sees that this patient is not doing well and should have this discussion now. So I think it took me some time, but now I'm very open to those consults coming from other parts of the team. But most of them are happening in the inpatient setting.
Any comments about?
I don't want to comment. It's very upset. I mean, I'm just not ready for that time. Yeah.